St. Luke, the evangelist and the disciple, whom we celebrate on this day, is one of those persons in the early church, in the time of Christ and the apostles, to whom we owe an infinite debt of gratitude. If it were not for St. Luke, we would not know how the church first began to grow. Of course, he wrote the Acts of the Apostles. And then, of course, his own gospel. But in addition, it is only in his gospel that we have the main events of the Annunciation and the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Without St. Luke, we would not have any of this. Of course, he received this directly from the mouth of the Most Holy Virgin Mary. In addition, he is the beloved physician. And as a physician, as all physicians, he had to be able to draw, to paint. And as such, it is the tradition that he painted and sculpted many images of Our Lady and of Our Lord, some of them which we have celebrated here. Our Lady of Europa, that we had in the back of the church recently. Our Lady of Częstochowa, who was before us. And so many, many others that were painted by him and have continued down throughout the ages, and others besides. St. Luke was a companion of St. Paul on two of his three missionary journeys, the first and the last, and was most likely in Rome in the year 66 when St. Paul was condemned to death and beheaded. Then he went on his own and went principally to Greece, where at the age of 84, some say around the year 80, he also received a torturous martyrdom, as a collect of today's Mass attests, who suffered tremendously for Christ, and then, of course, died for our Lord Jesus Christ. His relics, the principal relics, and of course there's bits and pieces all over, are in the city of Padua, in the Basilica of St. Justina. And there we have venerated him, his relics, which is in a beautiful sarcophagus that's elevated up in the air so everybody can see it. And so today we honor and give veneration to this great saint of the early church, the beloved physician, St. Luke, the evangelist and the disciple. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.